My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Malik Nabers jersey thing is interesting to me. So he had number 9.
Yep.
I believe, I don't know this, but I believe they sold Malik Nabers jerseys already in number 9. I mean, when you get drafted and you start wearing it, you see him in minicamp and then, you know, training camp. I would think there are number 9 jerseys out there. I'm not 100% sure of that, but I would think. And then we find out earlier this week he's going to wear number 1 with permission of the late Hall of Fame Giant defensive end, Ray Flaherty, who retired in 1935. Now, I heard that, and I thought, very respectful. They talked to the family. I don't know if the family felt pressured into saying yes. They could have said no, I don't, whatever. But they got the blessing from the family, and I thought we were good. And yet, I have a couple of friends and family members that are Giant fans that are annoyed by this because it's a retired number. And I guess the reason why I didn't think much of it is because, you know, the Knicks have retired numbers. They're like multiple guys have retired numbers with the same number. And at some point, we're going to run out of numbers. And we're not there yet, obviously, but I don't know. It's
kind of the Yankees thing, right? The Yankees have a bunch of retired numbers that, and everybody starts like, well, why are we?
Well, yeah, now you know you got to start wearing bigger numbers because basically 0 through 9 is all gone. I mean, I just didn't think it was that big a deal, but clearly, I think I'm wrong on this now.
Well, I don't think it's a big deal. I think right now, once you get the blessing from the family, it's onward and forward, right? I
thought so too. I have a friend of mine. He's a little older than me.
What's the pushback overall? Because
his point was that number is retired. It's a sacred number. You shouldn't even ask. And the Giants are about tradition and history, which I do agree with. I don't know. I'm surprised by some of the reaction. I'm not saying it's the overall, you know, prevailing theme, but I've heard it.
I also think it depends on the guy, right? Like, so for instance, if like 75 for the Pittsburgh Steelers should never be worn ever. Shouldn't even be asked. It's Mean Joe Green. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's kind of the godfather of the NFL, if you will.
What about 100 years from now? And I'm not saying that in a stupid way. I'm saying,
certain guys, because of what they mean to the sport, right? Jackie Robinson's number should never be worn again.
100%. That's so, like, a different issue, though.
100%.
Yes.
But I think there's levels to it. No disrespect to the Flaherty family, but like a lot of guys, like I didn't know who he was prior to this. I think most guys, unless you're a Giants fan,
sure,
or a historian for the team, you really don't know. So I can understand the leeway in that regard. But if there's like LT's number, because of what he meant to the position, the game of football, and the Giants, should never be touched. So I think I don't think it's apples to apples.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.